5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Michael, thanks for joining us. So what's all the fuss about then?
I don't quite know. It's about the promotion for this show. And John, if you're thinking back to another show that got as much publicity as it, or free publicity, you'd probably have to go back to where you came from, which in some respects was a model in terms of the marketing for this one, a show that generated plenty of publicity because it was contentious and important and a great format. This one, I think they over-egged the pudding with the promotions, and I think disingenuously so. The show they had wasn't the trashy, exploitative thing that they were selling, and I reckon this whole thing's got away from them. And even the Blacktown mayor, I was a bit surprised when he said he'd seen the first episode, because those of us who've seen the first episode would, I think, generally admit that it's a pretty, you know, fair look at those on Struggle Street. The fact that it doesn't look at the sports achievements and the arts centre and everything else around Mount Druitt and Blacktown is, by the by, that's not what the show's about. It's not a tourist brochure.
Did we honestly expect SBS to come out with a boring promo for the show, showing all the boring bits?
As I've written, everyone on TV thinks they're taken out of context. I mean, even Big Brother contestants whine about being taken out of context, and they walk into a house full of cameras, so, you know, there's no other context but that. I think they're a bit disingenuous in, look, using things like Ashley's fart. If you saw Ashley last night, he was the dad of 10, seven of whom are unemployed. He's got his own physical problems. And he came across as a very, you know, charismatic. Well, he had his own charisma, but we had empathy for him because he was determined. He was, you know, he had his heart in the right place, and he was just, you know, down on his luck.
And his relationship with his partner was actually very sweet and very genuine and quite deep.
Yeah, so to show him just farting on the front porch was pretty, you know, pretty poor, I thought. It was a bit, you know, it was the way A Current Affair or Today Tonight sort of fizzles their segments. And and the whole thing, I think, for SBS, they knew what they wanted to do in inciting some sort of heat, but it's totally got away from them.
What do you think of their criticism from the Blacktown mayor, Stephen Barley, that this whole show is all about poverty porn?
Well, I don't understand what poverty porn is, in a way. I know there's plenty of shows about, you know, hoarders and things like that, but I suppose would be that. But this is just I think it's ridiculous for him to believe that it's, you know, picking on his suburb. This is just a show about social inequity that could have taken place, and I know that they did look at other suburbs, not just in Sydney. It was a bit of a lucky dip that they got now through it, but I'm not sure what the term poverty porn means.
No.
This is a factual documentary about something that's wrong in this country and can be fixed, perhaps, or at least should be looked at.